So we're starting Bezus Hashem, but Metzia Daf Nun Beis. We'll begin the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amud Beis and continue with Aina, but moving on to the next segment of Aina. We've been discussing right now, over the last couple of Dafim, Aina in regards to buying and selling merchandise, overcharging by less than a sixth, more than a sixth. The Mishnah says, Kamatia Sela. So what about money itself? Okay, so now you're going to get an education on the money systems. Kamatia Sela Chaseira V'lo Yeba'ana. So how much can a Sela be missing and not have Aina? Okay, meaning in order to use, and the Pashut understanding is, if I want to use a coin, there's a natural attrition that every coin has. They're passing hands, so it gets degraded. In those days, the coins were made out of precious metals. So at what point can I no longer use it, and now I'm subject to Aina? So Remeir Aimer, this is going to be a three-way machlokes. I guess we'll have to understand the Gemara is going to first try to understand, because we seem to be pretty clear, at least in the Rabbanan Shita, right? We said, what is Aina when it comes to buying and selling items? 1/6, right? That's the less is Mechila, more is Betul Mekach. 1/6 is, you're in the concept of Aina. Again, subject to the Machlekes Tanayim of, do you just get your Aina back in the sale as Kayim, or is your Yad El Aina? And you could decide if you want to keep the sale, get a refund, or keep the sale and just get refunded for the amount of the Aina. So our mayor says, when it comes to money, it's Arba Isurais. So first, just an interesting lesson, not to get confused. So we're always going to peg it to a Sela. So it's 4 Isur of a Sela. Okay, now a Sela has 96 Isurim. So Isurim would be the smallest value, right? So if we want to just trail this down, so a Sela is 4 dinar. A dinar is 6 ma. A ma is 2 punyan. And a punyan is 2 iser. So again, if you go 2 times 2 times 6 times 4, okay? 2 times 2 times 6 times 4, right? 2 times 2 is 4, times 6 is 24, times 4 is 96. So 96 isurim in a sela. So now we're just pegging that, and we're going to go through each one of those denominations. Don't let it twist your head up. Arba isurais, 4 iser, which is 496, which is iser le dinner. That would be 1 iser to dinner, which is a 24. So the question is, what is considered Aina when we talk about a coin? 124, it says Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Arba Punyotais, right? So go up one measurement. It's not 4. It's Arba, it's 4 Punyotais, not Isser. 4 Punyotais, so we double it, right? Because it's 2 times 2. A Pinyon is 2 Isser. So it's going to be 8 of, again, 96, which would be Punyon Ladinner, which would be a 12. Okay, so to make this very simple, Remeir holds, what is the Shir Aina for a coin? It's a 24th. Rabbi Huda says, it's a 12th. Rav Shimon Aimer, Shmaina Punyonis, it's 8 Punyonis, which is 1696, which is Shte Punyonin Ladinner, which is 1/6. Okay, so what is Aina for a coin, says Rav Shimon? 1/6. By the way, that is the same Shir for Aina that we discussed by buying and selling items. Okay, so again, what's the share for Aina on a coin? 3 Rav Machlekes. It's either a 24th, a 12th, or a 6th. Now, on Masai Mutter Lahachzer, also another difference we see, and the Gemara is going to get on, we're going to discuss this, right? We said, when could you go back? So we said, you can go back until Adche Yirah Latagah, right? When we talked about the last Mishnah on Daf Mem Test. On Masai Mutter Lahachzer, when can you ask for your money back, right? In other words, and this would be generally the Meicher, right? The Meicher realized that what happened? The Lekeach bought it, and he used a bad coin. It was past the point of Aina, so he's going to come back and say, the Meicher is going to say, okay, I want to unwind the sale because you gave me a bad coin. So Bekrachim, or again, Aina, right? I want the difference back. So well, what point does the Meicher have to claim that he received a deficient coin? Bekrachim ad sheyira l'shulchani. So it depends where the sale is taking place. Again, another difference between the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah, we didn't make a difference where the sale took place. You always had ad sheyira l'tagar or l'kroivai. Now, when it comes to money, bekrachim ad kadesh sheyira l'shulchani, it depends. If you're in a big city, so it's the amount of time it would take to show a shulchani, which would be very quickly, right? There's shulchanis all over. Money changes all over. You're in a commercial area, so you have a very short period of time. But Bekfarim, in the villages, you would have more time. Ad Arve Shabbosais, okay, until you're going to go in to do your Shabbos shopping, okay? And therefore, then you'll encounter shulchani, you'll ask then. Im Hayam Akira. Now, if the Lekeach recognizes, afilu la'achar shtei masar chodesh mikab le'imena, right? So let's say the Lekeach realizes, and he comes, and he offers it up, and the Gemara is going to explain, this is a case of, that you're going, this is midas chasidus, meaning the seller can only claim you gave me a bad coin until either he's able to show the shulchani or until Erev Shabbos. But if the seller wants midas chasidus, there's a din of midas chasidus, which we know Midas Chasidus, right, is not just, it's not just a thing. It's a, we have psukim on it before that it's something you definitely should do. So if the lekeach recognizes that he used a bad coin, okay, then even after 12 months, meaning there is no time limit. It's only a time limit to be teveya the money, but midas chasidus, there's still a din to go out and pay back. The ein loyalav ella tarumais, and he would only have tarumais, right? Complaints. Now, tainus. So why, again, why if he's paying midas chasidus, would he have tainus? We have to explain that in the Gemara. Minois le maaser sheni, and he can use these coins for maaser sheni to be paid as maaser sheni, she'ein ella nefesh ra. Okay, because what we're saying is he just has a bad nefesh, right? He's just being stingy. But he could use it for Meister Shady, right? So again, he could use it even though there's something wrong with these coins, but he's a Nefesh Ra, and we're not going to get to that on this daf. That will be Mirat Hashem tomorrow. V'raminu zakta gemara. Okay, so here's the question. First, very much on the stylistic, on the language, right? If you look, the Mishnah started, kama tia sala chasera v'lo yia boyana. How much could be missing and not have a problem of ana, right? It's not an ana, but yet we have a brisa or minu ad kama tia sala chasera v'yia boyana, ana. The brisa says, and it will have ana. So which one is it? Will it not have Aina or will it have Aina at the Shiur, 124th, 112th, or 16th? So Amar Papa, Leikasha, Nokasha, Tana Didon Kachasha Mimata Lamala. Well, the Tana of the Mishnah, it started Mimata Lamala. So what we started is you are starting from it's missing a little, it's missing a little, it's missing a little, teeny tiny tiny, how much, until you don't have ana, at a 6th, 12th, or 24th, depending on which Tana you are, now you have ana, okay? Tana bara, kachashiv, but the Tana in the Brisa, he started mimala malamata. So you wanted to know, again, if let's say you're missing half, is it ana? Yes. What about a third? And he started going down to 124th, or 112th or 16th. So it's a question of where you started from would be dependent on what lashon you use. But the bottom line is they both agree that at this shiurim, we have a three machlokes what that shiur is, 124th, 112th, or 16th. But either way, once you get to that shiur, there is aina. Maishna basela. So again, let's go back to some of the differences we see in the Mishnah here versus the Mishnah that we had on Testament base. Maishna basela de pligi. So why is it when we talk about a sela that they argue? It's a three machlokes tanayim. Umaishna betalis de le pligi. When it came to talis, at least we had chitas rabbanon. You're right, we had a tarfin, but that was a story, a point in time. If tarfin came for the tagrei lud, he went ahead and he said, you know, it was a third. But really, okay, it was a sixth, and that's the way, right? They were chazer to go, everyone was chazer to go like they were chachamim. But the question is, why, when it comes to money, are there three shiurim? 24th, a 12th, and a 6th. And when it came to a talis, by schaira, it was only a 6th. So Amar Rava, mantana talis, you have to say, you know what? It's 6th. There is a shiur 6th there. Guess what? It's the same shiur. Mantana talis, Rib Shimon, he. So Rava says that you're right. The same achlekes we have three ways would apply by talis as well. We only listed it here. That Mishnah was Shitas Rib Shimon, who, when it comes to coins, also holds a six. Abai Amar, no. Talis ad shtos machel inish. That when you're buying and selling, you're dealing with clothing, you're getting an item, so then I'm going to be Michael all the way up to a 6. Da Amri Inchi, Ashek Legabech. Bishabi lekresech, right? So ashek lekabech, meaning something that you're going to wear around you, that's going to provide you warmth and comfort. Overpay for that. It's okay to overpay a little bit for something. But shavi lekarsech, if you're just eating, once your belly's full, it doesn't know the difference. Okay, basically what we're saying is, when you're buying an item, people are more nicha to overpay. Sela, but when you're talking about money, kivan deloy sagile, no one's going to overpay for money, right? You get no additional benefit out of money other than money. You buy a piece of clothing, you get warmth. So if you overpay for a little bit, nishkeferlach, okay? And therefore, now, Tosfos points out that, hold on one second. What about this is only for the lekeach, right? What's the lekeach getting? The lekeach is getting the clothing. The meicher is getting money. You just said, right? And we said in the last Mishnah that Aina goes both ways, lekeach and meicher. So why are you saying, you know why the shiurim are different when it comes to money? Over there, the guy's willing to overpay a little bit more, and therefore, you'd only trigger Aina at a 6. But up to a 6, dehainu a 24th or a 12th, like we have by money, he would be willing to overpay a little. Okay, why does that apply both ways? And also, so Tyson says, loy plug. Okay, loy plug. Meaning once we say that the concept of Aina exists one way, in other words, exists by clothing, so then it's like plug. That's one answer Tysus gives. Or he says that a sela, and we're going to see this, right? Because there's two things when we talk about a sela. There's two things when we talk about a sela, right? There's we've discussed the aina, that you're overcharging for the coin. But there's another concept, which is, and we're going to see this very soon in the Brisa, that at a certain point, the coin becomes unusable. You're not allowed to use it just because it has aina. Okay, so we're going to go through that again. So now, what we're saying is, a sela nobody overpays for, so we have two ways. Again, why in our Mishnah do we have a three-way machlekes as to what aina is? 24, 12, and 6. Versus when you talk about aina for buying and selling, it was always a 6. So we said that in our... One of the answers were that it's really Reb Shimon, and it's all one sheet. And the other answer is that when it comes to money, nobody's willing to overpay. Gufa says, Ad kama te'asela chasera. So we're going to bring down the Brisa said, Ad kama te'asela chasera, v'yeh ba'ina. So we said, how much does a sela have to be missing? Meaning, at what point do we say that it's aina? And if a buyer uses it in a transaction, he's got to compensate the meicher. Remeir Aimer, arba isuris isul adinner. Right? We had a three machlekes, which is Remeir holds it's arba isuris isul adinner is 1/24. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer dal pinyot is punyan adinner, which is 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Aimer shmeinu pinyot is shnei pinyanim adinner, which is 1/6. Okay. Yeser al kain. If it's missing, what yeser? It's an interesting lashon. You got to pay attention here because it's a little confusing. Yeser al kain means if it's missing less than that amount, less than a 6th, a 24th, or a 12th, depending on who you are, meicher b'shavya, you can use it as a regular coin. So the Brisa is saying that if it's missing less than the shiur aina, go ahead and do business with it as normal. Ad kama tifchas v'yerishai l'kaima. Now we're going to segue into the second part, which we're going to discuss extensively to the end of the Yamid. So how much can the coin go down and you now be allowed to use it? Right? So there's two things. We're discussing two things now. We started discussing at what point is it aina? Now, at that shear, it's aina. But the question is, at what point are you no longer allowed to use that coin? Because we can't have bad coins flying around. So the Gemara says, Bisela ad shekel. Okay? Meaning, if it's a sela, so then it's ad shekel. Meaning, you can use it all the way down to half. So it sounds like, what are we saying? That there's aina once you hit either 6th, the 12th, or 24th. But you can continue using the coin and just pay the difference of aina, right, down to the coin's half until it gets to the halfway point. Now, I just want to talk about their coinage a little bit. A sela, okay, a half a sela is 2 shekel. So a half a sela is a shekel. So what we're saying is, you could take your sela. When it goes down to halfway, you can use it because it still has a value as a shekel. Okay? Bidinner ad roiva. How much could you use? Meaning, at what point can you no longer use your dinner coin? That's until it goes to a quarter. Pachas mikan, iser aser. And if it goes down less than that, if it goes down by more than an iser, after that, and we'll have to see what after that is, it's going to be aser. Right? We're going to dissect this entire brisa. Hareza lein karena lo tagar. And when you have a bad coin, don't use it. Lo yim krena, don't sell it. Lo tagar to a merchant, v'lo lechayrim, and not to a mobster, v'lo harag, and not to a murderer. Okay, don't make sure not to that this coin, which is a bad coin, doesn't fall into the wrong hands. Mipnei she miramin bas achirim, because they will deceive others with it. Eli yikabenu. What do you do with a bad coin? Yikabenu. You put a hole in it. Yitlena bitzaver. Where does a necklace? Benai a bitzaver bitai. Okay, so give it to your son or daughter as a necklace. Put a hole in it. And that is what you do with coins that are no longer usable because they have degraded too much. Amar mar. Let's go through this brisa. Amar mar. Besela ad shekel. So we said that in other words, at what point can you no longer use the coin until it goes down to a shekel, which is a shekel is half a sela. There are 2 shkalim in a sela. Okay, bedinner ad raiva. But a dinner, you could use until a quarter. So the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Maishna besela ad shekel. Why is it that a sela, you could only use it till halfway point, meaning until it gets degraded to the point of half, which is the shekel. Maishna bedinner ad raiva. And when it came to a dinner, you're saying you could use it all the way down till a quarter. Why should there be a difference? Amar Abaya, no, there really is no difference. The dinner, you could use half, meaning so a sela can become, you can use it until it's a half a sela, which is a shekel. A dinner, you can use it until it's half a dinner. But what is the raiva? When we say a quarter, we mean a quarter of a, my raiva, the katani ami raiva, shekel. We're talking about the quarter of a shekel, okay? Meaning a shekel is 2 dinners. So if you can use your dinner until a quarter of a shekel, that means until it's half a dinner. But we just say it in a funny way. To which the Gemara says, Amarava, dekanami, dekatani, roiva, velekatani, revia. We said roiva. We didn't say a quarter of itself. We didn't say that you can use a dinner all the way down until it gets to 25% of its original size. What we said was you can use it until it gets to a quarter. A quarter of what? Not of its size, but of the size of a shekel. Now, lomali lemitlaya le dinner b'shekel. So why did we go ahead? No, there's when we got to sela, we said you could use it to halfway, which is a shekel, half of itself. Dinner, you could use it to a quarter, not of itself, a quarter of shekel. Why did we say it that way? It's a funny way to say it. Melzaga Borcha Kamashman is coming to tell us something, a chiddush, the ikka dinner, the asi mishekel. That you a dinner comes from a shekel, meaning a degraded shekel can turn into a dinner. Misayel Ravami. As opposed to what? Dinner haba mi shekel mutar l'kaimai. Again, if your shekel degrades to the point of a dinner, you're allowed to keep it. Okay? But dinner haba mi sela asur l'kaimai. But a dinner cannot come from a sela. And as Rashi explains, that a sela, the dimensions are different. There's a difference in thickness. And therefore, afilu l'haitzi b'dinner, demitech shu ba mi matbea ava v'rachva, the problem is they might come to use it as a shekel, and it's not really valid for that. Okay, and therefore, we wanted to make sure to say that a dinner comes from a shekel, not from a sela. And therefore, we specifically said that dinner you can use when it starts degrading until it gets to a quarter, which is what? A quarter of a shekel, which really means a half a dinner, but we use a funny lashon to tell us that dinarim come from shekelim, not from selaim. Okay? Now, pachas mikan, let's go weiter in the brisa. Pachas mikan, iser usser. If it degrades more than this amount, by an iser, then it becomes usser. So an iser is the smallest measurement of a coin. So if it goes down past this point, plus an iser, it sounds like, then it's going to be usser to use. So my ka'amar, what does this mean? Amar abayachi ka'amar, we're saying, pichsa sela yoser mikidei oina, that the brisa is saying that if the coin goes down more than the kidei oina, an iser amount, so again, if you have, like, so then now we can understand this. The Mishnah comes to say there's aina. What the Braisa is saying is you could use a coin when it's aina. If it goes down a little tiny bit more than aina, then you can't use it. Aser. Okay, so if it goes down a little bit more than aina, then it's aser. Amar Rava. Rava says, hold on 1 second. Pichsa sela iser ledinner aser, meaning the shir aina, why does it have to go down by an iser in order to be a problem? Why don't we just say that if it's any amount, why does it have to go down by an iser amount past aina? A mashu past aina should be a problem. So the Gemara says, Vistama, Ela Marava, Pichsa Sela Iser Le Dinner. What we mean is that if it goes down by an iser Le Dinner, that's what we mean. Right, again, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Amarle Rava, Ihachi, I spoke out the kasha, but I skipped reading it. Amarle Rava, Ihachi, afilu mashu nami, even if it goes down by a mashahu more than I know, it should be a problem. Amar Rava, no, we're really talking about I know, and it's pichsa sela isa ladinner aser. What we're saying is that when it goes down by a iser, it's iser Ladinner, which is 1/24th, which is Ramei or Shear for Aina, and this is just saying that once it hits Aina, it's also for stomach Rameir. And this Brisa is Stam Rameir. Now, it's not exactly clear because we seem to be saying at the beginning that there's a Shear Aina, and then there's a Shear you can no longer use the dinner. Right? And now Abaya said that once it goes down, the way Abaya and Rabbi had a kasha, once it goes down and Isser more than Aina, then it's a problem. But it seemed like you can go all the way to half, right? So and then Rava came to ask Akasha, no, once you get past below Aina, then it's Asur, even a Mashu. So Elamai, you had to modify how he understood it. So what's the Machlekes and what's really going on? So Tosis actually clues us in, and he says that it depends on what the situation. He says, the Mayri Afilu Bidaita Lahachsur Aina, Asur, Kivan Da Mekach Toisu. Okay? So again, if it has more, okay, meaning if it's the Shir Aina, so if the coin has exactly aina, you're allowed to use it. And you just have to go ahead and say, I'm going to give you the difference in that. So Abaya holds that, again, you can use a coin that even if the coin has kidei aina, you could use it. And if the guy catches you, then he could be tevea the money from you. Okay? But it's mutter, meaning that the sale apply. So if you use a coin that has the shir aina, you could use it. And if the guy catches you, he could be tevea the money on you. but less than aina, then it doesn't matter, meaning he doesn't have to be machzor at all. If it's more than the share aina, then you're not supposed to be using it. Now, you can't use it in the sale. Then we said at what point do you have to destroy it, so that was a different share, right? Now, Rava says, but you can't use it as a sale. So again, within Abaya, there's three, what we're saying is like this, a coin that's exactly kidei aina, you can use it, you don't have to say anything. But the guy could be tevei aina back. If it's missing less than kidei aina, so then he can't even be tevei, it's automatic mechila. If it's missing more than the aina, so you're not allowed to use it, it's usher to use, but you can keep it around, you don't have to get rid of it, you don't have to destroy it, until it gets to a certain point in which you have to destroy it. Why? Because if you keep it around and it degrades more and more and more, eventually it might get to, for instance, like a sell, it could get to a shekel, then it could be used as a shekel. Once it gets past that, then you have to destroy it, okay? And Rava says that pichsa, isser ledinner, is going to be usher, that even if it misses a little bit, it's going to be usher. Meaning, the shir kadeh aina, Rava's arguing and saying, if it goes down to the shir kadeh aina, you're not allowed to use it at all, okay? And that is considered aina, and you're not allowed to use it. Tanan hasam. And that's the way he learns it. Meaning, Abaye is saying, only if it goes down by more than aina, is it usher to use in a transaction. Aina, you're allowed to use, the guy can claim his aina back. And Rava's saying that once it goes down to the shir aina, meaning it goes down even at shir aina, it now becomes usher, right? He's saying, I'm learning this, when shir isser, that it degrades, is the shir aina, and at that point it's usher to use. Okay, so we end up having, the way Tosfos understands, the machlekes Abaye and Rava is, in the Braisa, is, are you allowed to use lechachila a coin that has kidei aina or not? Now, tanan hasam. So let's see. We ask a kasha. Selish and nifsalav is skina. She is shayko ba mishkalos. So you have a coin here that became pasul, and you wanted to use it. Okay, it was a utilitarian society. They would use everything. So what do you do with a bad coin? I'm going to use it as a counterweight. Okay, so I use it. She is shayko ba mishkalos. I'm going to use it to weigh things. So then tamea, it now is being used as a kli, and it's from kabel tuma. Ad kama tifchis v'yei rishai l'kaima. So how long are you allowed to keep it around? Again, not using it in a transaction, but how long are you allowed to keep this coin around? L'sela shnei dinarim. Again, what we said, when it goes to half, l'sela shnei dinarim, pachas mikan, right, 2 dinar is a fancy way of saying 1 shekel. Just to confuse ourselves, right? A shekel is 2 dinar. 2 shekels to a sela, so a sela that goes down half becomes a shekel, which is really shnei dinarim, which is 2 dinar. Okay? So now, pachas mikan, sorry, shekel is 4 dinar, right? Pachas mikan, yakutz. Okay, less than this shear, but again, once it goes down by more than 50%, you have to break the coin. Yeser al kain, right? So pachas mikan means, again, it's a little counterintuitive. Pachas mikan means down, if it's worth less, meaning it went down less, so then it's now less than 50%, you have to break it. Yeser al kain, if it's worth more, dahainu, it went down less than this amount, okay, less than 50%, mai. So again, what happens, and basically what we're now trying to discuss is what happens if you have a coin that's in between the shir aina and the 50%. What do you do with that coin? Once it gets below the 50%, you got to destroy the coin. But in between the shir aina and the 50%, are you what do you do with that coin? So yeser al kain mai. So now we have a machlekes. Rav Huna amar pachas mikain yakutz. Yeser al kain yakutz. Guess what? You have to destroy that coin as well. Which the Gemara is, by the way, going to try to address. Well, hold on 1 second. If you have to destroy the coin, then how do you ever get to 50%, right? If once it gets past aina, then you have to get rid of it right then and there, according to Rav Huna. The Gemara is going to address that in a moment here. Rav Ami Amar, then no. Pachas mikan yachutz. Only if it goes below 50%, yeser al kain yikayim. But if it's worth more than 50%, dahainu, it went down less. Yeser al kain means it went down less. It's worth more. Okay, then you can actually yikayim, meaning in between aina and 50%, you can keep it. Meisvei, frek the Gemara. Now, this is what we really spoke out is the confusion of the lashon of yeser al kain. Yeser al kain meicher b'shava. So when we say yeser al kain, what does yeser al kain sound like? We're talking about the coin getting degraded. So if it degraded more, my lav shepech so yoiser mikadei ainasa, right? And it went down more than that. And it's going to be a kasher of Huna because it says clearly, yeser al kain meicher b'shavya. What are you talking about? Rav Huna said, you got to get rid of it. So the Gemara says, no, Yaseira doesn't mean it went down more. Yaseira means that kati loy pichsa b'kadei ainasa. If it didn't yet go down the share aina, meaning then you're allowed to use it, meicher b'shavya. Okay, you can use it as a regular coin. Again, yeser is counterintuitive. When we say it's went down, yeser means it's worth more because it went down less. Okay? Now, meisvei ad kama tifchas v'yei rishai l'kaima. How much can a coin go down in value and you're allowed to keep it? Besela ad shekel. My love, the pachis porta porta. It went down little by little, degraded little by little. So that's a kash on who? On Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that once you get down below oina, okay, you have to destroy the coin. And if it's less than 50%, you have to destroy the coin. Well, hold on one second. If you have to destroy it, porta porta, how do you ever get to below 50%? So the Gemara answers, loy denafa lenura ve'ifchis pechadi zimna. What we're saying is like this. Let's say the coin magically fell into the fire. So let's say it got degraded. It went from a perfectly good coin to 50%. You're allowed to keep it. If it's less than 50%, you're not allowed to keep it. And if you have a coin that slowly degrades from more to less, you also have to get rid of it. Amar Mar, the Brisa said that yikabena b'yidlena b'tzavar. If you have a coin that's past the point at which you're no longer allowed to keep it around, what do? You put a hole in it and you use that as a necklace. You use it as a necklace for your son or daughter. We have another brisa that says, "Lo yasenu mishkol be'mishkolay." So you cannot put it to use at all. Don't keep it as a mishkol, as a weight. Keep it around as a counterweight. "Lo yizur kenu ben grutaysav." Don't put it together with your excess metal collection. And this is the specific part that's a direct stira. And you're not allowed to use it as a necklace. You can't put a hole in it and use it as a necklace. You got to get rid of it. Mamish, destroy it. Grind it down. Ayitaych is melt it down. The lashon on the side here is yahatech, but either way, what it means is you got to melt it. Ayakut, you got to break it. Or you chuck it in the ocean. The point is, you can't keep it around. How could the Brisa say you can keep it as a necklace? We have another Brisa that says you're not allowed to keep it around at all. So, yeah. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, V'amila Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Loi Kasha. So either Rabbi Elazar says, or Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Elazar says that, hi, how do we answer this? Stira, kan be'emsa kamen atzad. It depends on where the hole is. If the hole is in the middle, then we're never afraid it's going to get used. It's too obvious. But if the hole that you put to this coin is only min atzad, then someone can grind it down a little and still use it as a coin. Again, it depends. You could only make it into a necklace if you're going to render it completely unusable by putting a hole in the middle. Now, in the Mishnah, we said that when we talked about the ina of money, we said that what is your time period to claim your ina on the money? And in this case, it would generally be the seller, right? He got ripped off. He got a coin that had that was worth, it was kedei ina, it was worth a little less. So, ad masai moto lahachzer bekrachim, ad sheyira l'shulchani, bekfarim adar v'shabasu. So, we had two different time periods. If you're in a city, until the amount of time it takes to show a shulchani, and if you're in the villages, Arve Shabbasos. So the Gemara wants to understand Maishna Basela Demafleg. Why, when it came to Einan, a coin, were machalik between Krachim, big cities, and villages? Well, Maishna Batalos, we talked about buying and selling an item. Deloy Mafleg, right? We had one time. Adzman Shayira Latagar Oy Lakraiva. You had one time, and we didn't have, it depends on where the transaction took place, in a city or a village. So Amar Abaya, like we had Amar Aleph, Akit Tanan Nami, Masisim Batalos, Bekrachin Tanan. So Abaya says, really, the Machlekes would apply by both things. It's like we said, when we talked about the difference in the Shiraina, right? Rav Papa said, when we talked about the difference in the Shiraina, Rava said it was Mantana Talos, Rav Shimon. So to over here, when we talk about the fact that we have a nuance in our Brisa that really would apply, in our Mishnah, that would apply to the last Mishnah as well, that there is no difference. That last Mishnah was only talking about Bekrachim, so we mentioned one time, but really, there is a different time if you're living in the villages. Okay, so, Rava Amar, no. Talis, that there's a difference. Talis, kol inish, kim le begava. Everybody knows, no matter where you are, big city, little city, everybody can ascertain what the price of that talitus is. But sela, kiven the lav kol inish kim le begava, right? To know, only a money changer would be able to know what are the right dimensions of this coin. Okay, ela shulchani hilkach bekrachim deka shulchani. So if the sale took place in a big city, there are shulchanis there. So you have money changers there. So then he could run to one right away, and that's the amount of time he has. Achiyir l'shulchani, but bekfarim in the villages, deleka shulchani where there aren't shulchanis. So we give him enough time until Erev Shabbos, where he's going to go into the commercial market and he's going to there. There'll be a shulchani. He'll be able to check his coins. At Erev Shabbos, it's the sulkan l'shulka until he goes to the shuk. So we said, the Mishnah said, if he recognizes it even after this point. So we said again, how long does the meicher, the seller, the meicher have to claim that the coin he received from the buyer was deficient, that it was enough? He has until, either it depends on whether he's krachim or kfarim, would be either the amount of time it takes to go to Shulchani or until Erev Shabbos. Okay, but if, let's say, the lekeach recognizes, the person who bought recognizes that he used a bad coin, even 12 months later, so what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, mekabla heimen, that the meicher is mekabla. So the Gemara says, hecha, what are we talking about? Ibe krachin, if we're talking about the large cities, Armanachir and the Shulchani, the zman for claiming it is until the meicher has enough time to check the coin with the shulchani. Ibik farm before in the villages, Amr and Arvi Shabbosos. We give him until Arvi Shabbosos, but what, we certainly don't give him 12 months. So what is this man of 12 months? Amr Rav Chisna, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. We're talking about Midas Chasidus. So the Gemara says, Yahachi, Ema Seifa. Ah, really, it's Midas Chasidus. Well, what did the Seifa say? Ein loya love. Ein loya love, Ela Tarumais. And all the guy has will have tainas. What tainas are there? Laman. Right, and just think about this way. What we're saying is like this. Really, the buyer had a period of time to claim that he received a coin that was deficient, that had aina, to claim his aina. And what we're saying is, if it's 12 months later, midas chasidus, we tell the lekeach to pay him for it as well. But he's only going to have tainas. What tainas are you going to have? E lechasid, if it's the guy who paid when he didn't have to, it was midas chasidus, le kabula le kabla, minevela taruma steavale. What we're saying is that that the chassid, meaning, what we're saying is that the guy who did lefnim b'shuras din, right, he didn't need his chassidus, so he paid the guy, and he could only complain that he paid the guy. So the Gemara is saying that you'd be better off, right, when you're complaining, what we mean is, I can put out the word that this guy, he doesn't do things on the up and up. That's what tarumas is, right? I can spread words about him, right? So Rashi says, hold on one second. Ila chassid, from the fact that he actually took it back from me, okay, meaning, sorry, what we're saying is that what the person who got defrauded, right, but ultimately got made whole because of the Midas Chasidus, he had the Shiraina, is going to have Tarumas on this guy that initially when we did our transaction back then, you gave me a coin that was Aina, you're not such a good guy to do business with. But you made it up to me. You know what? It's better not to accept the coin if you're gonna go around saying that this guy is not a good guy, he doesn't, because he's using bad coins, then don't accept the coin. But you can't have it both ways. You can't accept the coin, accept the fact that he's a chassid, and then spread bad words about him. Okay, Bala Lahech de Kibla Mine. So it must be, what are we talking about? Lahech de Kibla Mine. We're talking about the person who's Makabalit. So the Gemara says, okay, one second, the boss of the Kimmel Mine, Taruma Steavele, what tainus does he have? Again, so either way, right, sorry, in the first title, what we're trying to figure out is, where are the Tarumas here, right? If the buyer went ahead and he made good, so he made good and then he's spreading the word saying, oh, this guy took money from me, why'd you offer him the money? You didn't have to. And if it's the guy who took the money, you're going to spread Tarumas on the other guy that he used the bad coin initially? Well, he made good on it. So why are you spreading that? Don't take the money if you're going to do that. So the Gemara says, Achikamar. Ha'achar, again, so what we're saying is, no, we're not talking about in our case. You're right. When does Midas Chasidus? There's no Tarumas. Either way, there's no Tarumas. Nobody can have any Tainus. But even Ha'achar, Afal Pisha, Ein Mekable Mano, Ein Lo Lavel Tarumas. Meaning even though he's not going to accept it, meaning he's not going to pay up, he can't demand the money. Meaning once you've passed that point in time, the only rights you have is to complain, this guy used a bad coin, but you don't get to get your difference back, you don't get to get your money back, and we'll stop here. So again, we got into Aina on coins, that's what we discussed in this Mishnah, and there were some differences between Aina and Talis. Number one, what is the shear? By Talis, we said it was 1/6 according to the Rabbanon. Here we said the three way machlokes, and we first have to figure out just the lashon of what's the lo yeh bo yeh Aina, okay, but that was just a technicality in how the Brisa was counting Taina versus the Mishnah was counting Taina, whether you're counting from good to bad or bad to good, okay? But either way, we wanted to understand why in our Mishnah, when we talk about money, there were different shiurim, but over there, when we talk about talis, we just said it was standard of 6, and we said, we had two ways of explaining it. Either that the Mishnah previously is Reb Shimon here, and really the shiurim are the same, or we say that when it comes to items, you're getting something out of it, right? Since you're getting something out of it, so Lekeach is more apt to get ripped off a little bit, 24th or 12th, right, up to that amount. But when it comes to money, then no. When it comes to money, you're going to be much more sensitive. Okay, I'm sorry. When it comes to an item, you're willing to get ripped off maybe up to a sixth. Okay, but when it comes to money, money has no intrinsic value other than the money itself. You're not going to be open to getting a nod, even a tiny little bit. Okay, so that was the second way we answered. And then we discussed really in the coins, how much can the coin be missing and you're allowed to keep it? And we said, okay, so there's one thing of Aina, and we did mix in a little based on the Machlekes Abaye and Rava and how you understand part of that brisa, that it does tell us something that seems to be a Machlekes about can you use a coin that has Aina or not, lechachila, okay, less than Aina, you can't use it. The question is, at what point do you have to get rid of the coin? We basically said until half. We had a couple different ways. We had a funny way of saying half when we talked about a dinner, okay, because we said it's a quarter, but really it's a quarter of a shekel, which is half a dinner, okay, but we use that lashon to tell us that dinarim can come from shkalim, but you cannot have it come from a sella because the dimensions are different, and it looks, right, you could run into fraud issues there. Okay, and we said, again, how much, but if it goes down less, it's going to be usser. Less than what? So Abaya said, if it goes down in an isser less than the shear, like, no, you're not allowed to use it. To which Rava said, hold on one second, if it goes down mashu less than aina, you're not allowed to use it. Which meant that that at aina, right, that's the way we explained it, was, are you allowed to use it at aina at all? And we said that must be the way Rava understood when we said it's an isser, when it goes down less than an isser, that actually means the shir aina, because the stam mishnah is rameir. And we discussed what happens, meaning in between, once it goes down below the shir of aina until below the shir of half, are you allowed to use it at that point? Okay, we definitely know once it gets below half, you have to destroy it. Or we said put a hole in it and use it as your son or a necklace for your son or your daughter, which we actually brought a steerer to later. And then we said it depends on where that hole is, if it's sitting in the middle or on the side. Okay, but we did have a machlekes, which we had a kasha, right, which is again according to Rav Huna, who says that once it goes down by less than, once it goes down past the shereina, you have to get rid of it. So how did it ever get to less than a half? So we say, yeah, let's say it fell in the fire and happened all at once, not, it wasn't yifchas porta, okay, and then we moved on in the Mishnah, we said that we had, the Gemara wanted to understand why in our Mishnah we had two different zmanim when it came to money, shulchani, depends on where the sale took place, in the krachim that you have enough time to tell the shulchani, or in the kfarim it's until Erev Shabbos, and we explained that there is a difference because well, one mandamar said that really the last Mishnah when we talked about Talos was also Krachim, and there really is no difference. That same Achlikis in our Mishnah here would apply in that Mishnah, in the Mishnah on Mem Tesam and Beis when it comes to Talos, comes to buying items. the other mandamar says that no, there's a difference because money, not everybody, there's not, in the small villages, you wouldn't have availability of shulchanis to be able to determine, but when it comes to an item that you're buying, you could find. Okay, meaning you could find somebody even in a village to that would be able to tell you the value, and therefore we're not machalic between villages and krachim. Okay, and then we said that even after 12 months he could pay. So we said he could pay. That's midas chasidus that if he's tevei the money after 12 months, so then the lekeach would give him back the ina. It's midas chasidus vein la of tarumas. He's only gonna have tarumas. To which the Gemara said, hold on one second. What kind of tarumas? Either way, mamanav shach. If the guy's paying, if you're gonna pay, don't pay and be fatayin on the guy for taking your money, right, when you did aina in the first place, but he got past the statute of limitations. And the other guy, why are you tining on this guy? He made good on the money he was going to use. So what we mean is that since it's midas chasidus, therefore if the guy doesn't make you whole after the statute of limitations, right, after the time has passed to claim your aina, all you'll have is tarumas and you cannot get the money out of him at that point.